Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Hey, yep, that'll be me. Welcome back. And joining me in the studio is John Gallia. Did I say that right? Is it Gallia, isn't
Gallia,
it?
That's perfect.
Welcome to the show. Welcome back to Phoenix. So I know you've been on before.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago, I think. But yeah,
it's been a while. And you've been doing lots because you're on my Facebook. So I see you're doing loads and loads of things. So it's got great things to talk about. What you've been doing the last couple of years since you last been in. Now, you're local, but you're originally from Norfolk, aren't you?
Yeah, born and bred from Great Yarmouth. Country boy.
Do you know what? Funny enough, I took the family down to Clacton yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And it was okay. I thought, well, I've got to go up to Great Yarmouth. I've got some lovely beaches up in Great Yarmouth.
They're beautiful, especially in the summer when the sun... Because basically, we just recently did a music video on the beach, and the sun was pouring, and we got tan. It was amazing there. It's amazing.
And, of course, you go a bit further up. You've got Cromer, is it?
Yeah.
And a couple of the other places I've been, and so some fantastic ones. Sheringham, that's the one.
Yeah, keep going up, yeah.
That's fantastic. It's a little, like, quite small, that. It's like a dinky place, but it's really nice there.
Yeah, it's nice to get away from it.
And then, obviously, you go further around, you've got King's Lynn, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't been there, actually.
No, nor me. That's a bit too far up. That's sort of a big hump of England, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
I know my geography, don't I? Right, let's get to music. Now, for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre, John?
Well, it's piano-based electro-pop, I guess. It's got a heavy piano influence to it through all the tracks, really.
Now, tell us about your musical journey, because you started around about the age of 13. It's quite young, wasn't it?
Yeah. My dad brought home an electric organ one day and started playing it, and started classical piano lessons, and then taught myself about it, and then taught myself the songwriting process, and started getting to pop music and writing, really, and producing and the rest of that, really. And that's where, as well as amateur dramatics as well on stage, so it was a bit of... all together, coming together.
Did you watch music back then and think, I want to be like him? Did you aspire to be someone like you see today, like a Sharan or, you know?
There's so many people that influence. Yeah, there's Toto. People like Luther Vandross, Michael Jackson, you know, real singers that inspired me. You know, when you look on the television screen, I'm like, yeah, I want to be like that. That'd be amazing. Elton John and the rest of them, yeah.
So, and the keyboards, because most kids go straight on the guitar, aren't they? Keyboards are a lot harder, isn't it? That's the trouble with keyboards. You have to be able to read music sometimes, a lot of the time. You've started, and it takes a while before you can actually put something together. With the guitar, once you've got two or three chords, you can halfway there, but you can at least put some lyrics to it and sing.
I'm completely the other way. I can't get the guitar at all. I tried, and it just doesn't come. I don't know why.
No, I play a little bit of guitar. It is hard trying to. They are quite tight. Some of the necks you really struggle, but if you haven't played for ages, well, hurt your fingers. Right, now let's get to the. Let's get to more of the music, because there's loads about you. You supported McFly on tour, which is a while ago now, but that's when you released the first EP. That was Scrapbook, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first one, Scrapbook.
Tell us a little bit about your first one.
Basically, it was a collection of songs, because I've been putting together in the studio for a while before that, and basically I wanted to put together a collection of EP. So when everyone started doing EPs as a release, and I thought, oh yeah, it'd be great to do one. And so basically that was a collection of tracks, really, hence the Scrapbook and the flicking through the pictures. That was the idea. And Trendsetter was on there, and then we released Do It My Way, which was on there, the first one I did a music video for. And then we did like a promo tour with it, which was amazing. Got to see a bit of the UK, which is great. And from there, we just kept going with the different EPs, with the Under Attack and the Notes for My Piano, which is the latest one.
Yeah, your second EP was Under Attack. This was the EP produced by Monarch, featuring Club Smash, Gold Digging, which we will play later, and grime rapper Scorcher. That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
No, it was amazing. It was great. Great to work with somebody else and bring a different influence into the track. It was great in the studio as well.
What was it like doing the McFly? Because that must have been rather cool. Did you do a couple of their gigs, or just the local ones, or did you?
It was a Reading gig we did, and me and my band did it. It was amazing. I was saying before, the kids are crazy. they're fantastic.
Of course, now it's busted, isn't it?
So. Yeah, it's formed together. Now, isn't it? That's great.
Yeah, it's really good. And they've done really well. I mean, it started something not like, I mean, there's a few bands probably going to do it, and I know that there's a couple in the pipeline, but it's a great idea to mash two bands together, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know any others. Off the top of my head, that quite like that.
Yeah, you had that one off the BBC programme, wasn't it, that they started put together. I'm just trying to think the name of them now, but there was a few that started doing it, but it was more TV based.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think who would be great to put together if you could mash tons of stuff together.
Ultimate Reality, you know what I mean? I'm totally sure.
Take that with someone else. It'd be take something. You know what I mean? Take Mix with Little Mix.
Oh wow, yeah, that'd be interesting.
Or Little That.
Oh, wow, that's quite cool.
It works, doesn't it? So right now you're on the third EP, Notes on My Piano, which is out now. Is this available on iTunes?
It came out in October, yeah.
So it's and Amazon, you can buy the physical copy, I take it?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Now, people still buy CDs now.
Yeah, you can, I know. It's really weird, isn't it? It's over the years, I noticed earlier on that someone on the other guests has bought a record in.
Oh, wow, vinyl, yeah.
Yeah, can't play it, but...
It looks great now, yeah.
It's wrapped up, you know what I mean? So, yeah, no, I mean, if someone brings in a turntable, you've either had it.
It's a bit of a problem there.
But I do have them at home because I convert some of them to MP3. But other than that, they are relegated to history. But they still have record day. It's still going well. Vinyl sales are picked up.
Yeah, they're going up, if anything. The quality of the sound, you can't replicate it. It's amazing.
No, absolutely not. Right, so now we're going to do a live track. Now, this is going to be one off the new EP, isn't it?
Yes, it's the new track, the second track I'm releasing off the EP called I Am a Survivor. Yeah, it's basically about my life and getting through bad times and troubles, and yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Okay, take it away.
Yes, I have been to hell and back. Got the t-shirt, got that, but I'm still standing strong. Fought illness and fear through adolescent years. I struggle to find an easy path in my life. 'Cause I don't care what the haters say, what the haters are fighting for. 'Cause I'm walking down the only road I know where I belong. I am a survivor, natural provider, built like a warrior, nothing's gonna tear me down. I got the soul of a soldier, got the heart of a winner, built like a champion, nothing's gonna tear me down. I am a survivor. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh. Oh, eh, oh, eh, oh, oh, eh, oh, eh, oh. You're the doc from out of town, never backing down. Can starlights, I'm here, never giving up. When the walls started caving in, I stayed strong from within. Living like every minute is like a second chance. 'Cause I don't care what the haters say, what the haters fighting for. 'Cause I'm walking down the only road I know where I belong. I am a survivor, a natural provider, built like a warrior, nothing's gonna tear me down. I got the soul of a soldier, got the heart of a winner, built like a champion, nothing's gonna tear me down. I am a survivor. Oh, eh, oh, eh, oh. Oh, eh, oh, eh, oh. Oh, eh, oh, eh, oh. Strong enough to hide the pain, strong enough to wall the rain, strong enough to believe I can really be whatever I wanna be. Strong enough to hide the pain, strong enough to wall the rain, strong enough to believe I am a survivor, a natural fighter, built like a warrior, nothing's gonna tear me down. I got the soul of a soldier, got the heart of a winner, built like a champion, nothing's gonna tear me down. I am a survivor. Oh, eh, oh, eh, oh. Oh, eh, oh, eh, oh. Oh, eh, oh, eh, oh. Very much.
Fantastic. Really good. Oh. Great keyboards as well.
Oh, thank you very much. Cheers.
Now, this is the Survivor. This is the track you penned about yourself growing up, wasn't it?
Yeah, so the whole biography song on the EP, yeah.
Did you a lot of your songs revolve around when you write a song, did you try and keep it think about things you've lived through, experiences, or did you just kind of, you know, could it be anything at the time?
It could be anything at the time, but it's very much heavily based. Everything I've written ever, I think, has been based on a story, a personal story, because that's how I relate to it, in the sense of hopefully if I can relate to it, then other people can relate to it. That's the idea. So even other songs I've written for other people, they're still very personal songs to me.
Yeah.
About stories and the rest of it.
Well, when you write a song, I suppose, is it easy with keyboards? Because you can try and kind of get a melody first.
Yeah.
Then put lyrics to it, or do you kind of go, oh yeah, I'm a survivor, oh that sounds good, and then put the keyboards to it?
There's no like direct route. It's very different at different times, and different people I'm writing with as well. It just comes with maybe sometimes of sitting down and going, well, I want to do something a bit more aggressive as a track, or a little bit more playful, like Gold Digging, so you have different ideas. And then other times a melody will come into my head, or a riff, like Ammunition, one of the tracks on the second EP. It literally is just a like riff that kept going around and around. I thought, like, oh, that's good.
I do find it amazing when I listen to people who write songs, because I was in the car the other day, driving along. I was chatting with my son, and we was messing about singing, and I was singing, making stuff up singing, and I thought, well, that'd make a good song. That was really quite catchy.
Oh, cool.
And then I got it and I forgot it. And that's the problem. So unless you've got something you can quickly record it, yeah, you just forget. But I had a guest in here once who actually came in, and on the way in, he written down the lyrics to this song and then sung the song live.
Oh, okay.
I thought, well, that's pretty impressive. And he just had these scribbled notes on it, and then he's just put a few chords to it, and off he went. And he went, oh, that weren't too bad. I thought, that's pretty incredible, you know. Yeah. So it is amazing how they come together. So let's get back to the album or the EP, because you're set to tour. Is that, have you toured, or are you back to tour?
No, hopefully in the next couple of months we're going to do like a promo tour for the Notes for My Piano. Like it'd be like a piano tour around the UK, hopefully, and get up and running.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been a while since I've done around the UK for a bit, so it'd be nice to see the places again.
Yeah, what type of gigs do you like? What's your favourite gigs? Do you kind of do the festivals, or do you like being up front in a pub where it's not
intimate? Ones are great because you get the reaction straight away from the audience. It's great to do festival ones as well, because you know, you hear the reaction. There's nothing like other people, like thousands of people singing the song back to you, which you know, I think it happened one time with Trendsetter. I was like, whoa, that's crazy, call and response stuff. It was great. But then again, if you can see yourself make an impact on someone so close, that's amazing. That's an amazing feeling. So I don't know, both of them are fantastic, really, to be fair.
Great stuff. Anyway. Well, we're going to do a track off your album. Let me just click onto line, because we've got to take your mic off while we play it. So we're doing a track from this is from Notes for My Piano. It's the second track. This is a track called Struggling. Tell us about that one.
It's a track about struggling through a relationship, to be fair, and I was going through, and I just sat down and penned this.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Seven fighting, trying to make ends meet, trying to keep my head out of the water, drowning without you, it's so hard to see. It's a job to keep things steady, rocking back and forth lately. Now you walked out of my door. Oh, I'd write a million songs to tell you the one if I thought you'd stay with me. Oh, please 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 stay with me. Every day I'm struggling, struggling, struggling. Here without you I'm struggling, struggling. The hill gets steeper as I'm climbing, and I'm praying I got the strength to make it through the day. Wounded by your words, with every step I'm struggling, struggling, struggling. Here to make it. Part of the generation finding it hard to find their feet, lost in a sea of broken dreams, and London played out in video screens. It's a job to keep me steady, rocking back and forth the lane. And now you walked out of my door. Oh, I'd write a million songs to tell you the one if I thought you'd stay with me. Oh, please 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 stay with me. Every day I'm struggling, struggling, struggling. Here without you I'm struggling, struggling. The hill gets steeper as I'm climbing, in the brain. I got the strength to make it through the day. Wounded by your words, with every step I'm struggling, struggling, struggling. Here to make it. Trying to make ends meet, trying to keep my head out the water, drowning without you, it's so hard to see. It's a job to keep steady, rocking back and forth a little. Now you're walked out of my door. Oh, I'd write a million songs to tell you the one in the thought you stay with me. Hope 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 you stay. Struggling, struggling, struggling. Here without you, I'm struggling, struggling. It'll get steeper as I'm climbing. In the brain, I got the strength to make it through the day. Wounded by your words, with every step, I'm struggling, struggling, struggling. Here to make it.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Okay, now we'll look at the events guide. I'm going to pick one on Saturday the 18th. It's called Brass on the Grass. It's organised by St Nicholas Church, Rectory Green Garden in Church Road in Keldon Hatch. Fellow Brass Band will be playing a selection of music. There will also be licensed drinks, tent, and strawberries and cream. Bring your own picnic and garden chair or blanket. All profits, go, of course, go to the church funds. It's £9, £8 in advance, or £4 for children. And you find all the links, including telephone numbers, on the website, phoenixfm.com. Here's your rescue details.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
Welcome back. And I'm here with John Gallier. Hello, John.
Hello, Adam.
Yeah, really good. Thanks for that last track. That was really good. That was now that was the track which was off the what album was that? That was Notes from My Piano, wasn't
it? Yeah, 30p.
Yeah. I'm liking some of the front covers. Who does a lot of those? Is that something you design yourself?
No, me. Amazing girl called Lisa Marie Dawson. We do it all together, and yeah, she's an amazing photographer, and we kind of come up with it and come with the concept, and yeah. So that one, often they involve a lot of moving pianos, which is hard work. But we get there, we get some good results.
I know it's on your websites, and we'll talk about media in a sec, but on your Facebook as well, you've got a lot of videos. Are they fun to make?
I was in like cover videos.
Yeah,
absolutely. They're fantastic. We did a whole session of them doing the number one sessions, I recall, a few years ago, where whatever number one, we did it, which was a bit of a nightmare at some points because they did Gangnam Style. And so I had to do
Gangnam Style.
That's the one. I had to do an English version of it. And it was great fun. I want to do some more, actually. We're going to do get up and running again. But there's a few videos. I love doing them. They're good.
Yeah, they are fun to do. And obviously, it's great for presence on the media, isn't it?
YouTube, the rest of it, yeah.
Now, I notice you've got, obviously you're on Facebook and Twitter, but if you go straight to your site, then you've got all the links to that. And if anyone wants to find out a little bit more, head over to, it's johngallier.com.
Music.com.
Yeah. Which will then take you, if you want to go on to MySpace or Twitter, so you just click on the links and it'll open it there. And you can find out all about the gigs as well, because you put all your gigs on.
Yeah, it's all there, automatically goes up there, and where I'm doing, where I'm around the country and stuff, yeah, it's all up there.
So, talk about the music. If you could, when you're actually going out to some of these venues, do you get to sing with other people? Do you ever collaborate with anyone?
As in other artists?
Yeah.
Only in the studio so far. I mean, I sing with a couple of backing vocalists, which is fantastic. I love singing, you know, hitting the harmonies and the rest of it live. But no, not so far. Not yet. I would love to. Maybe it's something to come. The first album, maybe.
What about if you had the chance of working with someone well known, like if you could go with a famous, if you can collaborate with someone famous, a musician, who would you go for?
Well, at the moment,
yeah. Well, it could be old, you know, it could past or present. We'll open it up.
Well, there's so many people, to be honest with you.
I would have loved to have done if it was when he was around, Luther Vandross, but unfortunately not here. But
That'd be pretty awesome.
That'd be quite good. But nowadays, people like Rudimental would love to work with them guys. There's so many people on the list I'd love to work with. I mean, at the moment, I'm just in the middle of working with Frank Music on some new tracks, and he's fantastic.
Yeah.
The list is very long, to be fair.
There's so much good music out. When I'm playing, I'm choosing tracks, and I'm thinking, God, that's a great track. Oh, look at that. That's a fantastic track. And it really is. The last 5-6 years, the music industry has gone from strength to strength.
Especially
in this country.
The UK music industry as well. It's really, you know, with Ed and Sam, they've done fantastic well, you know, boosting it.
Yeah, done well across the pond as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic.
Right, so you're going to do another track for us.
Yeah, I'm prepared.
I know you are. I like to put people on the spot.
And you do.
And so because your keyboard is so long, we thought we'd get some... we'll get some use. That sounded all wrong. You get some use out of it. That sounds wrong as well. But there you go. So now completely put you off your off your rhythm. You're now going to play a track and surprise me with what it's going to be.
And myself as well. I think we're going to take it back and do it the very first track I released, Do It My Way. Okay. See how that goes.
Take it away.
Stare at me all night, I don't care. Kill the lights, gonna lose control in here. I'm gonna screw with your mind, overdose. Cause this is my time. Cause when the music drops, no, this beat won't stop. You gotta dance, Gaga, Madonna. I let my haters talk, they ain't got what I got. Ain't gonna change, no, not for nobody. Yeah. I'm gonna do it my way. I'm gonna do it my way. I don't care what you say. I'm gonna party all night, party all day. Yeah. I'm gonna do it my way. Don't care what you say. I'm gonna party all night, party all day. Oh baby, yeah. I'm gonna do it my way. Do it my way. The abridged version.
That was good.
Yeah, I totally forgot the second verse.
That's the thing. If you don't know the song, you don't know. I thought it sounded really good. And it was on the spot, wasn't it?
No, thank you. Yeah.
Do you have anything embarrassing like that happen on when you're out gigging?
Constantly. It's great fun. No, you just roll with it, to be fair. I've got a great band around me that kind of save me in these situations.
I suppose you've got a band around you that can kind of carry on singing it.
Absolutely.
And it can come back. Because normally it's be like, I suppose it's just a brief memory lapse.
No, I'd get it all the time. It's not so great when you're on stage in front of loads of people.
Do you know, sometimes when I do some of the gigs I do and we have like live mics or if I'm running some of the karaoke mics, open mics, I usually have a sing myself. I obviously got the music there, and I can normally know the words, even if I don't look at them, because they're there. I know they're there, so it works naturally. But if I'm doing something else, if I kind of try and not dance, obviously, but if you're trying to do two things at once, and that's where these dancer singers are really, you have to admire.
Yeah, no, absolutely,
because your brain has to do two things, and that's you might be really. You might see the crowd like might be going mad, and you wave to the crowd, going big up to the crowd, and then suddenly you can't remember the words.
Like, what?
Where was I?
I've been there. I mean, gigs where people done it. I'd be like, oh,
but no.
Can we start again? Yeah, I suppose it must be hard. Do you do a lot of covers as well? I know you do covers because you've got them on your website. But yeah. when you do a gig, do you kind of mix your covers in between your own music?
Yeah, absolutely. It's cool to... I try to do a lot of recent covers as well if I'm out and about and update the cover list. Because, you know, people are sitting through a gig and who might not know you want to hear you do... hear what you sound like on another track, and there's so many good tracks out there I'd love to sing as well, love to have written as well, but it gives me a chance when I'm out there to do them, which is great.
So try and keep up to date music in the gigs that you do.
I think it's cool to do it.
That's good. When you do your own music, people, you know, you can blend it in and not realise it's you're singing your own songs.
No, because I announce everything. So I've got the story to tell, but before each track. But no, they tend to realise what you know. If I'm doing a mashup, then they're like, "Whoa, where did that come from?"
Yeah.
Which I love doing mashups as well. That's kind of cool.
Do you change much? Do you keep the songs fairly close to if you're singing, say, you was doing a bit of Sam Smith? Would you keep it fairly close, or do you kind of chink around a bit? Because piano is a lot easier to jazz something up than a guitar, so to speak. You can kind of add in extra.
I don't know. I've got this theory. If you do a cover, it's very, you can't really top the person who's done it originally, especially if they've written it.
Keep it close to the...
Yeah, so if you can put your own... I think you should put your own spin on it if you can, you know what I mean? Change it up just a little bit.
I suppose your voice does that automatically, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Once you start singing the song, it is partly your own because you're singing it.
But. That's true. But if you can put a different spin, I think it adds to the track and gives it a bit more life.
Yeah. We're going to do a track. Now, this is your Under Attack album, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the one where, I take it that's not a real photo of you standing on the piano.
No, it really is. I told you, we had to move all the pianos. That is an actual piano,
Is that an actual piano with all the writing on it?
That's no CGI, that's actually a piano.
It's a great cover. You can't see it. I'll hold it up to the camera, which is in front of the, if you're online.
I think I carved each word in that piano.
I got a picture of a really old, like a 1950s piano, like you get in a pub, but it looks like what it's carved in, isn't it?
Yeah, all the titles of the tracks are carved into the piano.
Which is great. And one of the ones we're going to do, Gold Digging, which will be, that's carved in right at the top. There you go. Yeah, you're right, it is. This is featuring Scorcher, which we talked about earlier on. I'm going to give this a play now. Tell us a little bit quickly about this track.
This is something I wanted a bit more of a party anthem, to be fair, something to get dancing to. But sat down in the studio, started writing this riff, and Gold Digging, and then thought who'd be great as a rap artist on it. Showed it to Scorcher, and Scorcher got in the studio and then made this.
Okay, here we go. Let's give it a whirl.
Beautiful but dangerous, looking glamorous with a heart of stone, sharp as glass. She's out to get what she can get. She's gonna chew me up and spit me out again. I know what's going on tonight. She's gonna spare my money, gonna break my heart. I know what's going on tonight. She's got a spade in her hand and she'll be digging all night. Underneath my skin, dancing here all night, bumping through my veins, invading my mind. I'm playing with fire with every drink I buy, but I can't get this girl off my mind. I know what's going on tonight. She's gonna spare my money, gonna break my heart. I know what's going on tonight. She's got a spade in her hand and she'll be digging all night. I know. Yes, I know. Hell.
for the money. I'm Big Bear when I'm sharing the honey. Long hair, big rare, makes me not care, she ain't here for my loving. I love it when he dig for gold, cause if they wanna shine, I'ma dig the hole. I stay on my grind, I get the dough, that's why I don't mind, I got this to blow. I pay to play, spin and bend, if you ain't tried, I recommend. I'm feeling great, she's getting paid, so when she asks, I won't hesitate. It's party time and we celebrate, she's like a bomb that I detonate. Woo! I know what's going on tonight, I don't care if it's wrong, it's right.
I know what's going on tonight, she's gonna spare my money.
There you go. Fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
That was, let's just change that back. There you go. You back on?
Yeah, I'm on.
There you go.
Cool.
We were just talking offline, and that was, we were talking about the EDM. You can see it straight in there, electric dance mix.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Really, really
Gets
good. What's next for you for the rest of the year? What have you got planned?
Well, just I'm going to be doing more promo for the single release, which comes out on July the 31st on iTunes. Now they've changed the chart, and now everything's on Friday.
Yeah.
And then from there, hopefully do some shows at the end of the year. And from there, see what happens. Working towards the first album at some point, I think.
Would that be quite easy to do? You've got enough EPs. Would you kind of take some of the best bits off and then kind of build an album, or would you like to write an album from scratch and have it completely different with nothing from the EPs on?
I think it's going to be a new thing. It's going to be influenced by the EPs. I think that's the idea. These three EPs were like a taster of what was to come, and hopefully I can take some bits and pieces and put it on the album and go from there really and see. But I think a new collection of tracks would be kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see what comes up.
What do you think about reality TV? Is it something you'd ever look at? If someone come up and said, right, listen, we've got a spot, you can go straight onto X Factor or Voice or something?
I've been approached a few times for these shows. At the moment, they're not for me, but I never say never.
No.
I'm not anti the reality TV show. I think the fans have a fantastic talent, absolutely amazing talent. But for me at the moment, it's not where I'm at.
I do love the show format. What I'd like to see if it could change. I know the new series is meant to change, but I fear that it will just change into the fact that it'll just be different judges and the same format. Right, you know, with a few new presenters, and they might bring the odd act back, and it'll quite corny stuff. But I'd like to try and see something where they can take people really like yourself, and. You know, who are great singers, and they're not giving things like ABBA weeks and things like that. Do you know what I mean? Where you've got no chance of competing against someone that's really got, you know, that's their genre, for instance. If it's some people are suited to those particular weeks,
absolutely.
If you've got a rock week and you're a rock singer, that's going to be quite easy. So I'd like to see them do that a little bit for sure. Because,
that'd be cool, yeah.
I mean, if you look at, perhaps a celebrity X Factor, do you imagine that?
X Factor, wow. They're probably on it already.
That'd be great. And you could have all your Rita Ora's and all these people going on, and then they're given those weeks where you've got to sing something else. I bet they'd probably be pretty poor. I reckon some of the, you know, because people tend to sing what they're comfortable with singing. So, right. So now you've got the new EP's out. That's My Piano. You can find it on iTunes, quite easy enough.
Yeah, and the video's been released last week, and it's on Vivo and YouTube and all that as well.
So you can get it on hard copy. We got here. There we go. Just to prove it. It's not MP3. And if you want to find it, the quickest way is to actually go again straight onto your website.
Yeah, it's all there.
And you've got the links to iTunes. You can go straight in and go follow the links and order it online.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
John, it's been fantastic
Thank
having you on board. Enjoyed
fun.
This. And looking, hopefully this will do really well.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to talk again soon, especially when your album's coming on.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, now we're going to do a track, which was track 4. This is off your news.
I think it's the first time anyone's ever played this, actually, so you've got an exclusive, right?
That's what we like. We like that on the Sunday Lunch.
Yeah, there you go.
Exclusive track play here on Phoenix FM, Sunday Lunch, of Mozart. Tell us a little quickly about the track.
Well, I wanted to fuse my classical piano bit into the EDM as well, so I wanted to fuse them together and see if they worked. So this was the first, see if it works, and Mozart came out, and yeah.
See what you think.
Okay, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much, man.
This is Mozart.
I'm just an empty song, just an empty page without your writings on. I'm just an empty space, I'm just an empty thought, just an empty dream without your love here now. Nothing is what it seems. I can't keep no, I can't keep fighting with myself every day. I can't keep no, I can't keep fooling myself. I'm nothing but Mozart without a melody. If I ain't got you here lying next to me, I'm just a requiem without a symphony. Without you here lying next to me, no, 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 no. Just an empty heart, just an empty word, rendered speechless from the very start. I can't keep no, I can't keep fighting with myself every day. I can't keep no, I can't keep fooling myself. I'm nothing but Mozart without a melody. If I ain't got you here lying next to me, I'm just a requiem without a symphony. Without you here lying next to me, no, 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 no. Fighting with myself every day. I can't keep no, I can't keep fooling myself. I'm nothing but Mozart without a melody. If I ain't got you here lying next to me, I'm just a requiem without a symphony. Without you here lying next to me, no, 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 no. Nothing.